Hello, this is bankruptcy attorney Jeff Kelly, and today is August the 27th, 2019. And today I'm going to talk about how fast can you file a bankruptcy case. Now, the short answer to this question is that in most cases, we can file a bankruptcy case in about 3 hours if the bankruptcy attorney has a prepared client sitting live in the office in front of them. Now, I've been practicing for over 21 years. I've got 7 offices, 5 attorneys, and about 20 staff members. If there is any law firm on planet Earth that can move at the speed of light to file a consumer bankruptcy case, it is us. We've got the people power and we've got the software to get the job done. However, the question behind the question is this: do you really need to file a bankruptcy fast? Is it really an emergency? And I'll be honest with you, I hate filing emergency bankruptcy cases. Let me tell you why. My goal as a bankruptcy attorney is to do a fabulous job for all of my clients, for them to feel very good about what we do, to feel good about the results that we achieve, and then to go out and send all of their friends and family to us and help make my business even stronger. When you file an emergency case, I think you're more likely to hit bumps, and it's really good to take time to think about these options, to make sure you feel good about them, that there's no regrets after you file. So I like to explore. I like to sit down with somebody, go through their income, go through their budget, go through all of their assets, look for anything that might possibly blow up their case. I get it that when a creditor is coming down on you like a ton of bricks, there's pressure, and you want the pressure to stop. And so a lot of people come to the office, and they think they've got to get a case number immediately. And the real truth is, they don't. You know, here's the most classic example, is that a creditor is calling people on the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, saying, "I'm suing you, I'm suing you, I'm going to take away everything you own." And people are like, "My gosh, I've got to do something right now." Well, the truth is, in the state of Georgia, when somebody does file a lawsuit against you, you've got 30 days to respond. So it's not like they can do anything to you tomorrow or even the next day. You do have time to think about things. And it's a really good thing to contemplate your options before you pull the trigger in a bankruptcy case. Let me give you an example of somebody who could make a really huge, ginormous mistake by filing a Chapter 7, and that is somebody with a significant amount of equity in their house. Now, under Georgia law, a married couple can exempt a maximum of $43,000 in equity, and a single person can exempt a maximum of $21,500. Now, you know, here we are in 2019, and real estate values have been shooting through the roof, sometimes a lot faster and a lot higher than the owners of these houses realize. So it is possible that you could file a Chapter 7 case and think your house is worth $150,000, and doggone it, it's really worth $200,000. That would be a disaster for anyone, because when you get into a Chapter 7 situation, you can't quit the case if you don't like the way things are going. You are stuck. The Chapter 7 trustee, if he or she moves to sell your house, they're going to sell your house. Now, you could convert to a Chapter 13 to pay all your debts back to keep them from doing that, but that's a whole nother story. But bottom line is, you're not going to be able to just quit and walk away from the problem that you've created by filing the Chapter 7 without truly looking at the value. Now, some people may say, "Well, wait, I've got an appraisal, and this appraisal is only a year old, and it says the house is worth X, so go away, Chapter 7 trustee, you can't touch me." Right? Wrong. Chapter 7 trustees have friends in the real estate business, and these friends in the real estate business make money by selling your house. So, if you have a a real estate agent that looks at your house and they think they can sell it for X amount of dollars and they go find a buyer, that's the key and that's all that matters. If they find a buyer, someone who's willing to plunk down money that's greater than the amount you owe on the house and the amount of equity you can protect, they are going to take your house, and they can. So you got to be careful. You really need to have, if you're filing a Chapter 7 and you have a house and you're on the borderline as far as equity goes or think you might be close to it, you really have to have a Clint Eastwood attitude of that, go ahead, make my day, sell my house, I dare you. And you want to spend some time there. Now, with a Chapter 13, if you're filing an emergency Chapter 13 and you don't like the way things are going, in almost every case, you have a almost absolute right to just quit the case if you don't like the way it's going. But again, this is a something that's not to be taken lightly, and it's something, you know, the way a Chapter 13 or a Chapter 7 case should work in the ideal situation is there should be a strong feeling of relief that you haven't been pushed into it, that you've made this decision, that you feel good about it, about wiping out the credit card debt, about stopping a foreclosure, stopping a garnishment, that you did what needed to be done to take care of the problem. And if you've got any questions at all, if you would like to sit down with us to review your situation, give us a call at 770-881-8449. We have offices located in Marietta, Kennesaw, Douglasville, Dalton, Cartersville, Rome, and Dallas, Georgia. I've got a lot of blog posts on my main website, www.kellycanhelp.com. And again, give us a call, and we look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you.